It's 7 p.m., and Danny and Anakin have been waiting for an hour and a half. But as the show ends at 8, there's only an hour window for Jackson to turn up.
Is Michael going to be here?
Michael Jackson is not here. Michael Jackson is not in Las Vegas. Michael Jackson is nowhere near this place. Michael Jackson will not be here tonight.
Is that 100% confirmed?
That's 100% confirmed. His team was given away this morning, so he's not here.
Really? Hey, Latoya is here, isn't she? Michael's sister.
Latoya is here.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Michael is not. Michael will not be.
Could he still come?
I don't know. Apparently Michael is not even in Vegas.
How would he know that? I can understand him knowing Michael's not going to be here if he's a supervisor.
He said...
How would he know if Michael's in Vegas or not?
He said that Michael's seat was given away this morning. That's how late notice it was.
God, the reason he didn't show it, well, if it could be anything, maybe he wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. It could have been a publicity thing. He just didn't feel like it. Only Michael
knows. We need our dose of Neverland Michael magic.
Exactly. That's a million times better than being here.
Oh, yeah.
It's the day before Jackson's due in court, and Annika and Danny are driving the 8.5 hours back to California. They're heading for Jackson's Neverland Ranch, where all the fans congregate.
To go into Neverland, you've got to sign a confidentiality agreement, and I think the reason for it is that obviously, Michael doesn't know exactly who's walking in and out all the time, so it's a way of him trying to protect his privacy. There's two different Michaels. There's the made-up Michael, which is what you see on TV, which is the one that the media paints, and there's the real Michael that's hidden, not through Michael's own fault, but through the media's fault, because they keep that hidden away from everybody, and that's not fair to say that Neverland's like this or Michael's like this when you don't know.
Like I always say, you know, if the rest of the world was anything like what Neverland is, you know, what a safer, more happier,
yeah,
more perfect world we'd all live in. And it's so
it's
true.
It's a haven, it really is.
It must be, man.
It must be, yeah.
Oh, here it is, right here.
That's the
crest.
Oh,
no,
media.
This is going to be fun.
Oh, sounds good.
They always ruin this place.
Jackson fans have always been paranoid about the media. But since the allegations, they've been on red alert.
And there's loads of fans.
Danny and Annika have spotted some Irish and Spanish fans that they know from previous trips. As super fans, the two Brits are usually the centre of attention. But being accompanied by a camera crew has an unwelcome effect.
Okay, yeah, let's all just say, these guys are making a documentary on fans.
Yeah.
You guys are giving us a bad reaction, go away.
How you doing? Good, right?
Sorry, they're doing a documentary on the fans, not on Michael.
Okay, we seem contagious.
All right, come on.
Can we leave these guys for a while?
Yeah. Right, this is kind of awkward.
Yeah,
it's fucking awkward. I expected that reaction totally.
It felt like we had the plague.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they're seeing it as like treacherous or something.
Yeah, it's like.
And you feel
intimidated
by the reaction because you don't know what to do.
They are quite aggressive.
It's like dining with the enemy almost.
Okay.
Alienated by the Neverland fans, they head to the courthouse early. They were last there in January 2004, and their aim is to get a good vantage point for when Jackson arrives.
Hello.
Good, how are you doing?
A Norwegian fan has already been waiting for 5 hours.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I'm happy someone's
Michael.
Here.
Yeah, I know, I'm surprised there's no one here yet.
Yeah. Okay, let's put our flags and banners up now so they can see us straight away.
Okay. Oh, we have a toilet, yes.
Yeah, they're going to stop there and they're going to walk there.
I hope so, I'm scared. I'm just hoping that we've got this right.
Alright, let's chill, let's sleep.
Yes, yeah.
Danny's anti-Bashir jacket attracted so much attention from Jackson that he's designed another jacket, the one he's wearing. It's about Tom Snedden, the prosecutor in the court case. The fans believe that Snedden has a personal vendetta against Jackson.
If for any reason he's found guilty, how will you react?
Oh, Michael won't be found guilty. And you know what? Even for some insane reason that he was set up and he was ever found guilty, which I know, I believe that he will never be, I would still, like, support him in the sense that I wouldn't believe he's guilty. You know, like, Nelson Mandela went to prison, like, for 30 years or something he never did, you know what I mean? I'd always be by his side. Michael's innocent, he's pure. He's on that level of purity that, you know, more people need to be on.
Danny's goal is to give Jackson the anti-Snedden jacket when he appears in court today.